Pakistani President Parvez Musharraf receives military cooperation and friendlier ties with the US as payments for its cooperation with the war on terrorism. Musharraf started his day at the White House meeting with US President George W. Bush and his security team. Following the
morning,
meeting, Bush greeted Musharraf with warm words of admiration for his country's efforts in the war on terrorism.
President Musharraf is a leader with great courage and vision, and his nation is a key partner in the global coalition against terror. Pakistan's continuing support of Operation Enduring Freedom has been critical to our success so far in toppling the Taliban and routing out the Al-Qaeda network. Yet President Musharraf has made an even broader commitment. He has declared that Pakistan will be an enemy of terrorism and extremism wherever it exists, including inside his own border.
In return, Musharraf thanked the Bush administration for its efforts to defuse tensions between Pakistan and India.
The immediate return of Indian forces to peacetime locations and the early resumption of dialogue between Pakistan and India is the way forward. We welcome the constructive role played by President Bush and Secretary Powell in urging restraint and diffusing military tensions. I am committed to a peaceful resolution of the Kashmir dispute in accordance with the wishes of the Kashmiri people. All other differences existing between Pakistan and India should also be settled through peaceful means. I am reasonably sure he is alive, and I really very much hope, we all hope that he is alive. About getting him released, well, let me say we are as close as possible to getting him released. But I would like to emphasize here that I have taken certain steps in Pakistan to crush extremism, religious intolerance in the society. And therefore, I expected a certain degree of fallout of these steps. But however, I would like to say we are not deterred.
Later in the afternoon, Musharraf met with U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. The two leaders discussed both the war on terrorism and future military cooperation. Poonam Dagar, ANI.